you know. There's no prizes involved. It's just a trivia question that if you answer correctly, you will receive the praise and admiration of the rest of the audience for your brilliant answer. So give us a call here, 410-922-6680. 410-WCBM-680. Hey, I've been cooking a lot of venison this week. Man, oh, man. I cooked a roast in the crock pot the other day. Probably 2-pound roast, maybe. And you gotta cook venison low and slow. I did an experiment with buttermilk, cooking it in milk, and cooking it and finishing it off with sweetened condensed milk. It was a 3-milk venison deal. The soaking in the buttermilk went okay. I used homemade buttermilk. You know, you can make buttermilk, right, with whole milk and vinegar. I used that. It seemed to tenderize it on the outside a little bit. The getting the cooking down process is where I failed. It got a little tough. It was edible, but it got a little tough. Finishing it off with the sweetened condensed milk, that added a tremendous, tremendous flavor, a caramelized flavor to it. But it was just, I think what I need to do is cook it at a lower temperature and maybe either not cook it as long or cook it longer. I don't know which. In the crock pot, it doesn't matter. You can cook it forever. It takes a long time to tenderize the venison in a crock pot. But the roast, let me tell you what I did with the roast. I don't know if you've heard of this, better than bouillon. It comes in a little jar. And the jar, it's 1 tablespoon of this paste in a cup of water. So I used the beef, the vegetable, and the onion for my liquid, 1 cup of each, and a little brown sugar, and then I added my secret ingredient, my tip-top spicy bourbon bacon jam. And let it cook. No vegetables, no onions, no nothing, just in that broth. And I let it cook, and it got very nice. I think I let it in there about 8 hours or something like that. I can't remember. It got very tender, very nice. Then I take, when I have a liquid like that, I take that, I heat that on the stove. Sometimes if there's vegetables and stuff in there, I use the immersion blender and blend it all into a sauce. Well, I just heated that mixture on the stove, my cooking liquid, and then I added a roux is simply a fat and flour, which I use butter and flour, and mixed that in, made a gravy, took that venison roast out, broke it into pieces, and boy, over rice, over bread, over potatoes, it was spectacular. It was really good. Let's see who we got on the line here. Let's see. Hey, Glenn in Chestertown, how are you, buddy?
Okay, I guess there, Al.
Good, man. What's going on in Chestertown? Did you get a win last night?
Yeah, there's some wind, but that's nothing. I haven't been out around to see if anything fell over, but electric stayed on as far as I know.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Surviving okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep, she's fine. She's just catching up on her rest.
Mm-hmm.
Catching up on her rest. She's doing good. So.
Oh, I said hi.
I will do that. I will do that. So, anything on your plans today?
Well, since it's a little bit of rain out there, probably not much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's raining. That's for sure. That's what it's doing. No question
not
about
much,
it.
Just enough to keep it, you know, make you not want to go out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's going to be 20 degrees colder 24 hours from now.
Mm.
It's 57 right now. It's going down to 34 this time tomorrow morning.
Like it was kind of warm. It must have been out because I was warmer in the house here.
Yeah, it was very warm out. It was almost 60. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. 57 degrees at, 5 o'clock in the morning on on Saturday in mid-January, yeah, but we're going to pay for it this coming next couple days, I'm afraid.
Probably yeah, next month, probably.
That's exactly right. So, folks out in the Midwest are getting hammered. I wouldn't want to be in Chicago, Illinois, or Iowa, or any of the Midwestern states right now.
No.
You know, it's a little nasty.
They can have it. They can keep it.
They can. Chicago, the windy city. Yeah, you're right. So, well, all right, buddy. Stay tight. You know, turkey season comes in on the 18th. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No.
Winter turkey season.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you got any birds up there, get your.
Is it for 2 or 3 days, or is it for?
Yeah, a couple days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple days. So, yep.
I have to get out my book and look at it.
Well, let me see here.
See if I can.
See if you can find a turkey, huh? What's that?
See if I can get a ride lined up.
There you go. Yeah.
Since I'm not driving anymore.
And yeah, I hear you. Let's see.
And that on it. Really sucks.
What's that? trying to find a press release about the winter turkeys. Well, I'll look in the book here shortly. Let everybody know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. Sunday deer hunting. Wild turkey hunting. Here we go. Winter turkey season, January 18, 19, 20, statewide fall and winter seasons have a combined bag limit of one turkey of either sex, so you don't have to worry about a gobbler. You can just take a hen or a gobbler. Mm. 2024 winter and 2023 fall season is one turkey of either sex. Winter turkey season, daily shooting hours are 1/2 hour before sunrise to 1/2 hour after sunset, so you can hunt them all day long. Mm. And shotguns. Of course, same as all turkey regulations, number 4 shot or smaller, crossbows, vertical bows, or air guns that shoot arrows or bolts. It's illegal to hunt turkeys with the aid of bait or place bait for turkeys during any of the turkey season. So that's pretty much the rules statewide wild turkey season, either sex.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy.
See you later. You take care.
Thanks for the call.
Say to Rob and I'll say hi.
I'll do her. Thanks, man.
Great.
See you, Glenn. Bye bye. Let's talk to Uncle Dale in Easton. Morning, Dale.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Don't know the answer to your question about the scheme, but there's two other terms that I've heard over the years.
Okay.
A dart of geese, which is a group of birds coming in the decoys.
Okay, a dart. Okay.
And a jag of birds, which is just a group of birds flying.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've heard that. Jag. I've never heard. What was it? Dart. Never heard of dart.
Dart. Yeah. And it was a nice article many, many years ago. I read in the Ducks Unlimited magazine called Blackie's Last Dart. It was about a famous guy who hunted up around Chestertown.
And
he was getting up in years, and it was his last group of birds that came in before we passed.
Yep.
It's interesting, though, Alan. You talk to some of the old timers and hear some of the stories and some of the nomenclature.
Yeah. Well, the old Emmer Ducks, you know, that's become famous.
Yeah.
You know, that whole thing, Emmer Ducks, LMNO Ducks, OSAR.
Yeah.
CM Wang's Emmer Ducks. That's how that whole thing goes. But
well, and some of the other nomenclature around here on the shore. Oysters.
Oysters, yep.
Gotta have oysters.
Yep.
It's interesting just to think about the history of this
indeed. Skene or skein comes from a flock of geese in the distance looking like a skein or skein of yarn unraveling.
Oh, okay.
And anybody whose wife or maybe themselves who are involved in crochet or
knitting
or what's the other thing? Yarn arts can attest to the fact that if you string out a skein of yarn, it does kind of look like across the sky. It would look just like that in a skein of geese.
Yeah, from a distance.
Yep, sure did. That one yesterday, that one befuddled me. I would say they were up over the cemetery up there in you know, north of Easton, or, I mean, west of Easton.
Yeah.
Up in that area. And, I mean, they were way up there, and they were just looking like they were lost. They were looking like they were, you know, changing directions and back and forth and closer and further and west and east and north and south. They were just, there were probably a couple hundred geese, and they were just, not finding what they were looking for, unless they were just fighting the wind the whole time. I don't know.
Yeah, that, and they possibly could be new birds, Alan.
I'm thinking they were.
Get to lay the land and figuring things out.
I'm thinking they were. I've seen a lot of high birds this week.
Yeah, I think I think this weather is finally going to drive some birds down.
So. Indeed. Yep.
So, but
indeed. So.
Anyway, those are some words to live by, I guess, Alan.
Yes, indeed. So what's a toll of geese?
Well, it's a group of birds coming in into your decoys.
Like a dart.
Yeah, a dart. Same thing. It's interesting to find out just if there's certain areas that have certain terms to them.
Yep. Yeah, you talk to these guys. Yeah, we only took 3 tolls, but we got our limit, you know, that type of thing. So.
Yeah.
We only had 1 toll geese today, and everybody got one. Or what? You know, that's the deal.
Interesting.
Yep.
So.
Yes, sir. Well,
right,
let's try to get together here soon.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Well, Mick, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Give my best to the boss.
I will do so. Yep.
Thanks, Alan.
All right, man. Thanks, Dale. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, the 18th Annual Firearms and Men's Night Auction, Men's Night Out Auction is 2 days this year. January 25th and 26th. Now, I told you about the 25th at A&M Auctions, Parsonsburg, Maryland. That's the online auction. The second day is Friday, January 26th, beginning at 5:03 p.m. It's a live auction and online. It will be conducted at the A&M Auction Facility. That's 8000 Esham Road, Esham Road, E-S-H-A-M Road in Parsonsburg, Maryland. The auction is also online at amauctions.com with timed online bidding via proxy bid. On the auction block, a selection of firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns, handguns, and much, much more. The preview is Monday, January 22nd, 2024 from 4 to 7, and Friday, January 26, 2024 from 4 to 5 p.m. Mark those dates down. Preview Monday the 22nd, Friday the 26th. The online auction is the 25th. The live auction is the 26th. AMauctions.com for more information. That'll clear it right up for you. AMauctions.com. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, is just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. And even some of us, come here's get their auto service work done, too. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, they have Michelin, Yokohama as well. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make, any model, any size, any brand, you name it, they've got it. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors. If you own a trailer or an ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. That includes checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They'll tell you what's wrong and they'll fix it. Their 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, or Robin and me, and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by. No appointment needed for tires, or call Spurry's Tire Service. Here's that number, 410-822-7384. They're in Easton. Again, stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Just drop in and say, this is what I got. Or give them a call ahead of time, 410-822-7384. The website is spurrystire.com. Make sure you get acquainted with Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. the Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Knees are getting weak. I can almost see them coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
All right, let's get back to the show. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Awful quiet out there in listener land, isn't it there, Aaron? What do we need to do to inspire some phone calls? A few more questions. All right. Oh, hey, coming in hot. All right. So one of the proposals at the Wildlife and Heritage meeting, the stakeholders meeting the other day, was to expand bear hunting to try and encourage people to hunt bears in the two eastern counties of the bear zone, which are Washington and Frederick. The proposal was to keep the permit system and the lottery system the same as it is at 950, but add another 100 permits for those two counties. You could select then, if you wanted to hunt in Washington or Frederick County, you could select to be in that lottery, or you could be in the general statewide lottery. You can still hunt. You could still hunt, you know, Garrett and Allegheny and Washington and Frederick counties if you are selected. Who is it? Steve in Parkville. Okay, we'll be right with Steve in Parkville. You can select you know, in the statewide lottery, you can select anywhere you want to hunt, which is probably one I'll stick with. But I primarily hunt Frederick County when my bonus daughter or I draw a bear tag. And then I know we got a couple of listeners. Chuck is one of them that may just only choose, you know, Frederick or Washington County and be put in that particular lottery. Now, you know, years ago when the bear zone was only Garrett and Allegheny counties, the landowners there, the residents of those two counties, received 25% of the permits. Well, that still continues. If you live in Washington, Frederick, Garrett, and Allegheny County, now that the bear zone has been expanded to four counties, if you are a resident in one of those four counties, then you have 25% of those 950 permits goes to the residents of those four counties, and then the rest of the permits, the roughly 950 minus 250 is, you know, the other 700 or so, 600 to 700, go out to the rest of us who live outside the bear zone. And only 10% of those permits can go to non-residents as well. So, you know, they really think about these things. They try to make it as beneficial for the residents of Maryland, but give everybody an equal opportunity. So that was one of the topics discussed as far as the stakeholders. So, all right. What was the name there, Aaron? Who's online? Steve in Parkville. Morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Al?
I'm good, man. How can I help you?
I was in bed, and I actually had a friend that had that fibromyalgia, and that is a miserable condition to have.
It is. Yes, it is.
I truly feel for her.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call in. Seemed like a little dead air almost, and I hadn't been in town on the weekend for about a month or so.
Oh, okay.
Working down on a friend's house down by Cape Charles, Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got one that he was lucky enough, the entire house has settled onto the ground at the bottom of the crawl space. So we got some work to do. I have to actually raise the house back up a foot and a half.
Yeah, you do have some work to do, don't you?
We do, but I did.
Yeah, that's a tough.
I took my grandson down one weekend, and I'm friends with a couple farmers down there, and put him out on a farm to hunt that is a killer farm. Every time we just drive by, we see deer and turkey. He hunted that place for 3 days and didn't find a thing except the last hour of the last day, he found a poacher. So that's turning into an unhappy situation, I guess, for that man.
Yeah, that would have been an adventure for the poacher, especially when they're caught, you know.
Well, my grandson's 13. He followed what he was taught last summer in hunter safety. He observed, memorized, and did not confront, and didn't move out of his spot till I came to pick him up after dark.
Right.
And then told me about it, and then we went and told the farmer about it, and the farmer knew, of course, the neighbor. And they've worked their way back through to who is sneaking in there
mm-hmm.
and going after the guy. And
that's good.
The end result is that my grandson is now going to be the only hunter on the crop damage permit for that farm for this entire summer.
Wow, well, you know, I guess that's good for him.
Getting some deer.
Yeah, that sounds like a nice little reward. Let's hope he waits a little bit till it gets a little cooler and you're able to harvest those deer and process them and be able to utilize them. You know what I mean?
Well, I've crop damaged before. I can handle them in the middle of the summertime. I'd like him to be just shooting the does and cut. There is one big boy down in there.
Yeah, but.
And I'd like to see him get that one after the antlers are up.
Yeah, but not on a crop damage permit, man. That's like not fair. Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
All right. I sit here shaking my head, ladies and gentlemen. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Comments? 410 WCBM 680. More than glad to hear your comments. You know, our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, if you need a supplemental heat source, gas, wood, pellet, even electric, why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? You will be glad you did. They have a tremendous selection of freestanding pellet and wood stoves, pellet stove inserts, wood stove inserts, gas inserts, and electric inserts, all this to help supplement your heat or even become your primary heat source if you so desire. You know, you can save a lot of money with a supplemental heat source, pellet stove, wood stove, even a gas stove. You know, if you heat your house with electric like we do here, you have one room at a house that you can heat up with a supplemental. It's very comfortable and very cost effective, no question. The wood appliances at Backyard Billy's, biofuel furnaces, if you would, or appliances, are available from a company called Morso, 75, 77, 80% effective. The folks at Enviro pellet stoves, the Meridian freestanding and insert are 75% tested efficiency, 80%. The Regency wooden pellet, 78%. 80%. So these are very efficient heating devices, wood pellet stoves from those brands that I mentioned. So why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? The address is 300 Drummer Drive, but we tell you just get there. And Graysonville, we tell you just get there off of exit Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. That's the big sign exit number there on the sign coming from the bridge. Local folks know to go up Route 18 through Graysonville and access Drummer Drive, off of Evans Avenue. So why not stop by or call 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Today, tomorrow, yes, that's correct. Check them out online, backyardvillage.com, or stop by and talk to one of their tremendously friendly and knowledgeable staff. They'll be more than glad to help you. All right. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Wow, there's the music. That tells you that we're going to have to take a little break here for the news for a couple minutes, news and weather. But we'll be right back in 5 or 6 minutes, so get ready to dial when you hear that news break, weather begin to end, and we'll talk to you at the end of the, and we'll talk to you after the break. Anyway, get out, stay safe. Listen, 2024, get closer to your family.